Hands up if you've ever told a lie. If you've never told a lie, sorry. Good, no hands up. I know I've definitely told a lie. I've told quite a few, and I definitely shouldn't have done. Can anyone tell me what a lie is? Ethan? Yep. Anything else? Or is it just not telling the truth? So not telling the truth is definitely one of them. Maybe making something up, bending the truth slightly, so we have truth in there. Also hiding the truth, so not telling something that you know when you should. What did you want to say, Leah? No? But you had your hand up. So even if we say something that's true, but we don't tell the full story, that's also telling a lie, and we shouldn't do that. So what do you think telling a lie might do? What happens if we tell a lie? Hannah? Pardon? Disobeying God, definitely, definitely. Anything else? Caleb? Yeah? Anything else? Leah? It is wrong, definitely. So, lies mean we aren't acting like Jesus wants us to act. So lies can hurt people. They can get other people into trouble. They can get us into trouble. They might cause fights. They might cause you to fight with your friends or your brothers and sisters. And they also might mean that your mum or your dad or maybe your teacher can't fix things properly if something's happened that shouldn't have happened. So did you know that God has never told a lie? He is the God of truth, and he doesn't like it when we lie. Who's heard of Adam and Eve? Everybody, hopefully. So they were the first two people that God created in his perfect world. There were no lies, and Adam and Eve knew God. They were his friends. But one day, a snake came along who was called Satan and told Eve a lie because he was an enemy of God. He didn't like God, and he wanted to hurt him. He told Eve that she could be like God if she ate something that God had told them not to eat. Eve believed the lie, she believed him, and both her and Adam ate it. Later on, God asked them if they had eaten it, and they both lied and said they hadn't. Because they lied, they had to hide from God, and they could no longer be his friend. That snake that was called Satan is later called in the Bible the father of lies. And this story shows us that it's never okay to lie. It's always better to tell the truth and be honest, even if it means we might get into trouble. Sometimes it's easier to tell a lie, but even if we think it's only a little lie, it can still hurt someone. And like Hannah said, it's still disobeying God, and it hurts God. If we tell the truth, it allows people to forgive us. If we keep it a lie, it can stop someone forgiving us, and it can keep hurting people. God knows everything in our hearts, so there's nothing we can ever tell him that he doesn't already know. And if we tell the truth, that shows God that we want to be forgiven, and it shows him that we want him to help us change. So the symbol to help us remember the commandment, do not lie, is drawing a number 9 from our mouth. So that's like us telling the truth and not telling a lie. So out the corner of your mouth and draw a big number 9. Can you all do it? Out the corner? Big number 9. So remember, do not lie. Okay.